reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to his apostles, "Who among you would say to your servant who has just come in from plowing or tending sheep in the field, 'Come here immediately and take your place at table'? Would he not rather say to him, 'Prepare something for me to eat, put on your apron and wait on me while I eat and drink? You may eat and drink when I am finished.' Is he grateful to that servant because he did what was commanded? So should it be with you. When you have done all you have been commanded, say, 'We are unprofitable servants. We have done what we were obliged to do.'" The word of the Lord. Today is the feast day of Pope Leo I, who was also known as Pope Leo the Great. He's only one of two popes in 2,000 years who have been called the Great, and much of his reputation stands on the fact that he fought heresies and he was known as a peacemaker. During the time of horrendous wars between diverse Roman factions and when the barbarian tribes were threatening to sack Rome, Pope Leo met with the invaders and persuaded them to leave the cities and towns without destroying them, and especially to leave Rome intact. When we hear of great saints and people like Pope Leo and the tremendous works they have done to bring about peace and justice, we sometimes find ourselves feeling rather inadequate to the task that faces us. Our lives and talents seem so small compared to theirs, hardly enough to make a major difference in our world. Most of us realize we probably will not receive any public recognition for the work we've done, nor will we initiate organizations that will bring about structural change for the better. But according to Jesus and the Gospel today, recognition and awards are not what the followers of Jesus are looking for. It's not how big or how well known our actions are, but rather how big our hearts are. And because we have received so much, how willing are we to share our talents openly, our energy and insights without counting the cost? How willing are we to give good counsel to those who are conflicted, and to walk with those who are alone or afraid? Like the servants in the gospel who do what they have been asked to do, we too are asked to use our gifts to do what is needed. And whenever we share ourselves with others, Jesus says to us, "It is enough." God has given us an abundance of life, inner resources, talents, intelligence, and intuition. God has gifted us with imagination and creativity, community partners who inspire and encourage us, and a deep faith as well. Be good stewards, Jesus says. Use your talents well. Do what has been asked of you and trust that God will supply the rest. When Jesus was alive, he didn't perform flashy miracles or move mountains to impress people. Rather, he did something much more important, much harder. He moved hearts. He opened the eyes of those who were blind to their own goodness and gave them a sense of self-worth. He raised people who were infirmed, bent over by oppressive attitudes and exclusionary laws, and welcomed them into the community. He touched the outcast, whether they were pushed to the edge of society because of their race, religion, or gender, and healed their inner scars. And that is what Jesus calls us to do too, by using our talents well. God's power in our lives is not often shown in spectacular ways, but through our daily choices and actions. Every offer of forgiveness transforms a life. Every act of mercy or healing word opens the way to gratitude. Every time we try to bring people with opposite points of view together to better understand each other, peace becomes more of a reality. Doing what we have been commanded to do might sound harsh, as the gospel says it today, but in the process we become more like the one who has called us to serve. And we realize that to make a difference in another person's life, even though it might be rather small, is more important than being able to move a mountain. The gospel reminds us that we've been called to be faithful servants, or in more modern language, called to be disciples. Even though we know our own faults and limitations, and we are often overwhelmed by the needs of those around us, as members of the household of God, we trust that the head of the household will not leave us on our own. He has gifted us with companions, a community of believers. He has given us the Eucharist to sustain us and empower us with his life. And with God's very Spirit dwelling within us, we will be able to be good and faithful servants to the end, able to listen to God's word and continue to respond, knowing that the head of the household has already made up for what is lacking.